Freely. So, that's just a cheerful scripture. That's one of those scripture texts where you take a step back and you think, "Woo!" Jesus is trying to get a message across to his disciples. The message being that you have to be focused on where you're going and what you're doing. As I read this text, and as I've read this text in the past, the one of the things that has popped into my mind is this meant literally? Well, you know, Jesus is making a point here that anything that distracts or forms a hurdle or some type of blockade or whatever, it's supposed to be removed. And, you know, one of the things theologically that if something's said and it's repeated, then it's the truth. And just a little side note for anybody that argues on heaven and hell, both of them are real because Jesus alludes to them more than once throughout Scripture. So what he's saying is that if you have something that is going to cause you to stumble, that you need to remove it. But does he mean it literally? I don't think he does. Otherwise, there'd be a lot of folks around here missing a limb. It's okay, Sally. That's just a setback. So, what is Jesus talking about here? Well, Jesus is saying that if you have an eye that causes you to falter, you're to pluck it out. If you have a hand that causes you to do something wrong, cut it off. If you have a leg or a foot that causes you to stumble, cut it off. What Jesus is saying is that these things that cause us to falter in our lives, we're supposed to remove it. Back in 1990, April of 1990, there was a man who had been, he was born with an incurable disease called polycystic kidney disease. No cure. And so all of his family was infected with this disease. And at any point throughout their life, if this disease kicked in, they died. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of options. Well, in 1990, or a little bit earlier than that, this man was diagnosed with this disease and was told that either you have a kidney transplant or you're going to die. And you need to do it as soon as possible. So he was put on the list. And year after year after year, you could see that he was getting worse and worse. And a few years prior, he was put on dialysis. And he continued to get weaker and weaker and weaker. 2 months before his 65th birthday, he received a phone call and said, "Get up here now. We have a kidney for you." And so the family made this mad dash to Baylor in Dallas, where they performed the kidney transplant and everything turned out well. So the story behind this story is no, this didn't, this transplant didn't affect whether my father went to heaven or to hell. But what it did do, it determined whether he lived or he died. He had this part of his body that was defective, and he chose to have it removed. If you look at this from a spiritual aspect, if you look at it from the standpoint of your Christian walk, it's not so much the physical things that separate us from God, but those things that cause us to falter. It might be a habit. It might be some type of distraction that causes us to take our eyes off of Christ. And Jesus tells us that if there's anything there that causes us to move away from the relationship that we have with God, that we're to remove it, get away from it, separate ourselves from it, so that we can get back in line, get back where we need to be, and that's in the light. So we all have had those things in our lives that have caused us to stumble, right? My wife has one of those things. She's beautiful. And no, I'm not kissing up because of the picture, y'all. But we all have had these things in our lives that have caused us in our physical lives to not be all we could be. Right? I mean, I'm fat. I can't run like I used to. That's a hurdle for me in my physical life. But in my spiritual life, there are other things that cause me to falter. It's called priorities. We prioritize everything. And sometimes those things that we prioritize above God are the things that need to be cut out of our lives, right? Everybody else has got to stay right except for him. Right? Okay. You know, it's been we've been together for 3 months. Can you believe that? Woo! Y'all going to learn that when I say right, you say right back. But here's the whole thing. Wow. Here's the whole thing about this particular text. You see, we need to examine our lives. And we need to look at our limbs. We need to look at those things that cause us to lose our place. Because it's not only us that loses our place, but it's those who look up to us as their Christian mentor. Do you have any that look up to you as Christian mentors? Yes. There was 20 of them right down here just a few minutes ago. And if we cause ourselves to stumble, we're causing those to stumble too. That's what Jesus was talking about. If you cause someone else to falter in their faith, have mercy. And I know that's harsh. But we need to realize just how important our walk with Christ is. It gives us eternal life, but it also teaches someone else about that relationship that they can have. So I ask you this question today. How are your limbs working? That's interesting. Great, fair, pretty good. You see, those three answers tells us that we're not all the same. And that some of us have a few more limbs that need to be removed than others. But you see, it's a personal thing. I can't tell Keitha what's wrong with her. She can't tell me what's wrong with me because those spiritual things are within us. And there's the hard part. Being honest with ourselves. Facing ourselves and saying, Dan, that's what I call myself, Dan, you've got an issue in this sector of your life. We need to deal with it now. We need to cut it out, throw it in the dumpster, and move on. So what we need to do in our own personal walks are to confront ourselves on a daily basis. Dan, you're doing pretty good today, but might want to step it up over here, or you're starting to wander over here just a little bit. Get away from that flame. We need to get right back on track and get away from those things that are pulling us over there. All through history, distraction has been a problem for God's people. All the way back to the Israelites. Why do you think it took them 40 years to walk across a desert? Because they kept being distracted. And in order for them to get the promise that God had made them, they needed to remove some things in their lives. So how's your limbs today? How are things going in life? Pretty tough, isn't it? Life's tough. And Satan does a really good job of pointing those things out to us. But instead of feeling sorry for ourselves, those are the things that we need to get rid of. The guilt. The habits. The distractions. The hurdles. The obstacles that keep us from being in the presence of God. Because those are the things that separate us from God. No, nothing will ever separate us from the love of God. But sin separates us from the presence. So ask yourself today, how are my limbs today? We need to ask ourselves those things every day of our life. Because that helps us stay within the light of Christ, which keeps us on the track we need to be going on, and it keeps us focused on the final destination, which is eternal life. So I challenge you to check with yourself. And see how your life's going. And start doing the things that bring you back into that path that God has set for you. And when we do that, that keeps us on our path. And it helps us to be a better role model for those that are looking up to us. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Gracious and Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to you that we have had this opportunity to hear you speak to us today. And Lord, as we prepare ourselves to go out into the world, we ask that you help us to honestly look at our lives and find out what those things are that keep us from being where you have called us to be. Lord, there are others out there that are looking for you, that are searching for you, and they're looking for someone to show them the way. Father, we pray that you will give us the strength to be that role model, that they might experience you the way we experience you. And Father, as we look around this place today, we know that there are those that aren't here, and we pray that you will keep them safe and protected and help them in whatever manner that they might be in today, and that we can come together again this next week all together to celebrate your love in our life. Father, we pray all this in your Son's holy and precious name. Amen. Our closing hymn for today is hymn number 397. I need to hear.